the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Michael Savage Podcast with my favorite guest in the world, Jim Hoft, who is the owner and editor of the incredible Gateway Pundit, the website that everyone I know goes to. Jim, we're going to talk about your big victory, the federal court victory, but we also should talk about the current events that's going on, this deal with Biden, the Biden crime family. Where do you think that's going to go?
Well, you know, Michael, you know this better than I do, but through history, we've seen how these Republicans make a lot of promises, give a lot of speeches, do a lot of talking, and then nothing gets accomplished. And I'm at the point, I put something up on Gateway Pundit where it's like, enough of this, you know? They're going to have to do something, or if what's going to happen, my prediction, Michael, and is that the left will, it's getting very hot underneath Joe Biden. They're finding everything now. Not everything, but enough. They're finding enough of these criminal actions by him and his son.
Left is finally waking up to the fact that these people are not what they thought they were? Is that it?
Well, I suppose they all knew, right? And
let me follow you, Jim. So the left knew that Joe was a manipulator and a gangster, basically a criminal, however anyone wants to put it. And they were able to hide it because he was so good at it. But now even they can't hide this, that they can't hide it anymore. They are afraid to be tarnished by the support, sort of.
Oh, I think Hunter made the big mistake with his laptop. I think that was the big mistake. And I think the thing that saved the country was the fact that this computer store owner had kept a copy of the computers because he gave them to the FBI, which went into that dark hole in government in the deep state. We never heard a thing from the FBI, but this brave computer store owner kept a copy. That's the reason I believe that the Bidens are going down. What I do believe, though, Michael, is that with this evidence, the Republicans are still talking about doing more investigations, calling in Merrick Garland in September after the break, and they're not going to do anything. I'm afraid that Democrats will yank Joe Biden out of the way through a health scare, through a fall, through something that they're going to make some big headlines with. Joe Biden will go off in the sunset. And then they'll lecture us about, well, we just need to let that go. That's old news. That's my prediction. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this time Republicans actually take some action and do something.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on demand.
Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. SAVAGE, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Well, here's a crazy connection to all this. Joe, it's on Gateway Pundit. Joe Biden's new dog has repeatedly attacked Secret Service agents. One agent was bitten so badly he needed hospital treatment. You know, we all know our dogs are us subconscious, our kind of hidden selves. In other words, if they're cuddly and nice, we're cuddly and nice inside. But when they're wrapped in man like this, I mean, that's what Biden really is. He must be like a vicious dog or something. This right. dog, why is this dog attacking his guards, bodyguards?
Well, you know, it's not the first time we've seen these stories. He's had trouble with his dogs for since he's been in office, and he gets a new puppy, you know, the little German Shepherd, and it's biting dogs. I'm not sure if that's the same one, but, you know, it does. Michael, I know you're a dog lover. You know,
my poor dog is passed. My dog went over the Rainbow Bridge. But yeah, I still love dogs, and they generally I can read them pretty well. Some of them are dangerous and some are not, you know. So what are you going to do about it? Nothing. No, but I was wondering, the dog is vicious. He looks like a very vicious guy. He didn't become president by being a nice guy. No one ever does. I'm never taken in by the smiles and all. But do you actually think that the world is falling in around them?
I do believe that, yes, and because the information is coming out. And then we have the whistleblowers now. We had the brave Democrat whistleblowers who came out from the IRS. You know, their careers possibly ruined, but they did what was right because they have a conscience, and that's refreshing. So I think there's a lot of information out there. I think there's more to come. I think it just scratches the surface, by the way, but I think there's enough there already, Michael, and you know this, there's enough there already to impeach Joe Biden.
Yeah, but you know, and I know, the Republicans don't have the guts nor the desire to impeach Joe Biden. You know, I've said this for several years. Mitch McConnell runs the Republicans. No one else. He's running it. McCarthy is sort of, you know, a subalterman in the whole game. It's McConnell. And McConnell likes being a minority whip because this way they can keep pointing fingers at the Democrats while doing whatever they want in play, whatever they're doing. Jim, it looks to me like they have everything they want under McConnell, you know. Moonshine Mitch, I call him. He comes from Moonshineville. So he likes it the way it is. He doesn't want to be in charge. I don't think they're going to go ahead with it, Jim. I don't think they're going to go ahead and impeach him. And if they do run a vote, what's going to happen? He'll get impeached in the House and the Senate will nullify it. So it's almost a waste of time again. Another circus.
Well, I think you're right in many respects, but I do think that just because it's a circus, just because the Senate won't go ahead and impeach Biden, which is the right thing to do, considering the evidence, not the talking points, but the evidence, I still think it's the right thing to do. They must do this. You know, I think the Western world is at stake right now. And I think that if Democrats take that White House again through however means they use to gain power, I think we're in a very horrible spot in the West. It's not just America. We saw last week that in Europe and in Australia, they're passing these laws about how you in Australia, you can't speak about certain health issues unless you have the approval from the government.
Unbelievable. Right? And you have an article about New Zealand cracking down on herbal remedies.
It's just more of the same.
New Zealand puts big pharma's interests first. Herbal remedies, including vitamin and mineral supplements, now face greater restrictions. By the way, I've been around a while, and I've been in the health food business before I was in radio. And I remember in the early years, in the 1950s, when I was a kid, you could not buy herbal remedies. In fact, I knew an old pharmacist in San Francisco. He was old. He's like my, you know, he was 84. I'm a little younger. But I went into his pharmacy down on Ellis Street because I was told I could get some passion flower herb at the time from him. Didn't even want to talk to me. He didn't know who I was. I just wanted to buy some herbs. He was a legitimate pharmacist, old Jewish guy, and he sold herbs. He thought everyone was from the FDA about to put him in jail because he came up through the 50s when they were arresting people in America for selling herbs in the United States of America. So basically, the Democrat Party is sort of a throwback to the terrible, terrible times of the McCarthy era, and they're now the bad guys.
Yeah, it is shocking, and you nailed it. There's only a couple of proud traditional Democrats out there, like Robert F. Kennedy, who's speaking about free speech and wrote a book recently about free speech and is wondering what's happened to the Democrat Party because he's standing out there alone, and viciously being attacked by the Democrats right now. Never seen anything like it. And here he is at Kennedy.
It's hard that they've taken the gloves off with him. They're not even middle ground with him. they're using all of the ammunition they have, including the absolute dreck of humanity, the media, to do their bidding of ripping him to shreds. Another headline, Zelensky associate, this is on Gateway Pundit, Zelensky associate was present at Biden bribery meetings, then went to work for President Zelensky, who now is holding blackmail information against Joe Biden. What's that about?
So author Peter Schweitzer,
right,
and he spoke about this on Fox News, and he identified this Ukrainian official who is now working for Zelensky, who was at one of these meetings when they're talking about giving bribes to the Bidens. And we wonder why we're sending over 100 million U.S. dollars to that country.
100
and,
billion.
Without any auditors.
100
without,
billion. 100 billion.
Thank you. Sorry.
No, yeah. That's a, yeah. No, it's okay.
Thank you.
It's easy to mix the numbers up. So, you know, because I said to somebody intelligent last week, Biden actually mocked everyone when this whole issue was brought up about bribery and money and him and Hunter. And he looked at everyone and he said, where's the money?
Where's the money? It's a bunch of malarkey.
Biden, where's the money? Not so stupid. Well, I said this to an intelligent woman and she said, it's in Ukraine. Where is the money? Jim, what do you think? What did the Bidens do with all this money?
Well, we do know they have a series of shell companies. We do know that they bragged about this will never be caught in 10 years, right? They'll never catch us in 10 years. And so they've moved it along the chain through Malta and through Romania and wherever else they're moving this money. But I think you're right. This money we're dumping in Ukraine, I don't think anyone that I've read or that I know of has any idea where that money's going to. 100 billion, as you said, U.S. dollars that we've
dumped. That's an awful lot of money. It's very hard to hide $100 billion, Jim. And these IRS agents are absolute heroes, very brave. You could almost say very, very foolish. I mean, they've tread where angels feel to tread. I mean, they've gone where angels fear to tread. We all know the history of true whistleblowers. They usually come to terrible ends. And this is too close to when the testimony just occurred for any harm to have befallen upon them. But I wouldn't think that within 6 months, we won't see some accidents such along the lines of Obama's personal chef who drowns in Obama's Martha's Vineyard pond. What the hell was that about, do you think?
Yeah, isn't that something? So we still don't know. He wasn't by himself. The initial report says that there was someone with him.
Oh.
The initial report said, well, the Obamas weren't at home at the time.
Yeah.
But now we're finding out that they were in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh.
So, you know, they're not being completely honest when they release that initial statement. Then we find out they find his body 100 feet offshore, Michael. That's not very far offshore.
No.
And that he's wearing all black as he's out there. And that it appears from the description that he could not swim because he bobbed up through, you know, and then he struggled some more and then he went down. That was the description.
That's the cover story.
And yet we found at Gateway Pundit then, we found that he was taking swimming lessons just a couple of years ago. And there's video of him swimming. So at first, I thought this was just someone who couldn't swim, who was foolish enough to be on one of those boards, surfboards, paddle boards. But now I don't know what's going on with that. It gets strange. It's one of those stories that just gets stranger by the day.
Posted in 2017 on your site shows Campbell with his wife, Charisse Campbell, in Aruba. So where was the wife? Was she living with him?
Well, that's a great question. Was she at the compound? Did they all live there? Does he live there? Do the twins?
Well, you know, it could be an accident.
You
know,
there?
Jim, we could get crazy with this whole thing. If we want to, you know, I see all of the stuff on the internet. You know, he was Obama's lover, and they knocked him off. I don't believe any of that for a number of reasons, because this is not the way they would do it 100 feet from Obama's house. You know, if that wild conspiracy theory was true, why would they do it there? I mean, you know, they'd wait till he was, you know, far away and have an accident. So maybe the guy just drowned because he drowned. I was told as a kid, when we had little babies, be careful because people can drown in a bathtub. Right? You've heard that.
Sure.
So I'm not so sure that this is anything to do with the Obamas personally.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hi, this is Rachel Yucatel, and I'm here to invite you to listen to my podcast, Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. This podcast delves into the lives of those who have been reduced to a single headline. Each episode will take a closer look at the stories of those who are on a mission to change their narrative. Join me as we uncover the truth behind the misconceptions, shed light on the stories of those who have perhaps been wrongfully portrayed, explore the complexities of the human experience, and celebrate the power of second chances. Who doesn't love a good comeback story?
Going back to your website, the big story, I want to ask you about another big story, which is the DeSantis-Trump feud. I don't know what your position is on this. I find it repugnant. I think I permanently damaged any relationship with the Trump people because I dared go online about a month ago and say the Trump campaign is destroying the Republican Party forever with these malicious, vicious, juvenile attacks on DeSantis, who was a decent man. Save your hatred for the Democrats and Joe Biden. There's another way to do this. You don't have to malign him, kneecap him, and destroy him forever. Well, they really got mad at me. And they said, oh, tell DeSantis to go away, you know, and you see this all over the place. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I think obviously DeSantis is having a hard time gaining any momentum. His poll numbers haven't changed. If they have, they've gone down a little bit since he announced. So, that's troubling for the DeSantis campaign. I think it's going to be really difficult in the future if he does run for president, because this was a real flop. But obviously he could run. He's been an excellent governor in Florida. We all know that.
That's the thing. It's not like he's an unknown quantity, but according to what's been done to him by the malicious bastards who are running Trump's campaign, is they've turned him into an incompetent loser villain controlled by George Soros. They've smeared him in a way that the Democrats could never have done. And I said so online, and I said, what's so bad about this? In fact, I got to go back. I was at Mar-a-Lago 2 months ago, and I met the president and other great people. And I said, Mr. President, I have to tell you, here's my opinion. I know you're not asking for it. Stop attacking DeSantis. Just go out there and say, he's a great guy, but it's just not his time. Well, guess what? Trump did that a few days later. And I said, thank God he got the message. 2 days after that, they went back to kneecapping him with more garbage. I spoke with someone, Jim, who knows the actual campaign managers of the Trump campaign. They said, if you knew how close to the truth you really are, they know that these people who they are. He said, they're worse than you think. Juvenile, adolescent, childish, malicious, all of them. They're not doing Trump a favor. And I would tell you, these kind of attacks coming from a man who would be president, it's turning women off, if no one else. The MAGA base is not going anywhere. But the very important, this is all my opinion, the very important swing vote, I'm sorry, they don't like this malicious element of Donald Trump aimed at Ron DeSantis. Save it for Joe Biden. Save it for the Democrats. Don't take it out on DeSantis, who's not that evil a man. My opinion, I don't know what you think. I really don't know. I haven't seen your and you don't have to say anything. I don't want to have you to be alienated by the Trump people.
Well, it is interesting because Trump is ahead by 40, 45 points. And
I get it.
It seems like he could ease up a little bit and he would be okay. So I agree with you in that respect for sure.
Very political, like it. You ought to consider a career in politics, Jim. So joking. I'm past the point where I care anymore. I mean, if I'm never invited back, that's the price I'll have to pay. I don't want anything from them. I don't expect anything from them. And I'm truthfully, if Trump keeps this up and if he does get to the finish line and Biden gets there, Biden will beat him.
Wow.
Because of these malicious. And that's why Biden wants Trump to win. Everyone says Biden wants Trump to be the candidate because Trump is the one candidate that Biden could beat. I don't think Biden could beat DeSantis in a head-to-head, incidentally, at all.
Yeah.
DeSantis is new, fresh, good record in Florida. All of these smears about the Soros, World Bank, all of that. I've heard it all before. I don't know of one politician that's not connected to the so-called deep state. Come on, what do you mean by deep state? What does that mean? The establishment. That's the word we used to use in the old days, right? The establishment. That's what it was called, right? How could anyone become anything in this country unless they're connected to the establishment? That's why I'm not on Fox News. That's why Hannity is. Hannity's deep state. You want to know what deep state is? It's a guy like Hannity. How does a guy of ordinary intelligence with no education become so prominent and last so long? Deep state. You could argue that, or you could say, no, he's just super talented. Yeah, right. Okay, whatever. And it's not Hannity that I care about. It's this issue of calling everybody who succeeds that you don't like deep state as a smear. But going back to your victory, if we can get to that before you leave us, a federal court handed Biden's Ministry of Truth a big defeat. Missouri and Louisiana, alongside five individuals, including Jim Hoft, who runs the Gateway Pundit, and two infectious disease epidemiologists, challenged the alleged collusion of the Biden administration, I almost said Obama, with social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook. What's that about, Jim?
Well, Michael, you know this as well as anyone. I know that you've been censored certainly throughout your career. And I did look up an article today where you were even mentioned in WikiLeaks, where Hillary Clinton wanted to make sure that your name stayed on some hate speech list that was running in the UK.
I'm banned from entering Britain. I cannot enter Britain. I'm the only member of the American media who cannot enter Britain.
Still.
I spent $400,000 hiring British English lawyers. Uh-huh. Once you take on a government, you can almost never win. I was warned in advance. No one ever beats a government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to everyone listening.
Well, there you go. There you go. We're seeing that in real time all over the place.
So Hillary Clinton wanted me to stay on the list. And she was behind it, according to everything we've been able to figure out.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I bring that up because, of course, you've been a victim of this during your career. Here's the backstory, Michael. We contacted the state of Missouri Attorney General's office back in 2021. This was after years of being censored on Facebook and other platforms. And we said, hey, we have the evidence. We kept all the receipts. We kept all the emails they sent us saying a certain story was not accurate. Of course, the stories were accurate. You know, they took them down. And so then in 2022, Missouri and Louisiana attorney generals got together. That was Eric Schmidt at the time. Now he's a Missouri senator, U.S. senator. And they filed this lawsuit against the government, very brave action that they took that, you know, it's refreshing to see people doing something like this. They included us as a lead plaintiff in the fall of 22. So about a year ago, they also brought in some prominent doctors. One of the doctors who was on the Barrington, the Great Barrington movement that was to get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to the public, you know. Mm-hmm. So some of these prominent doctors, it's pushed forward. We've deposed several of the Biden officials. There was a lot of pushback. I was sitting there when Dr. Fauci was deposed. Mm. And then the lawsuit has proceeded through a Louisiana Western District Judge Doty. And then on Independence Day, he came out and says that releases a statement that this has been wrong, what the government is doing, that we do have First Amendment rights. And so what a remarkable position for him to take on Independence Day. And so now immediately the Biden administration pushed back saying, yes, we do need to censor, right? Which is so unbelievable.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
What do you mean by censor? In plain English, for the average listener, the Bidens colluded with Facebook and Twitter to block any stories about chloroquine and ivermectin being effective in limiting or actually eliminating the COVID virus. Okay.
Absolutely. Those were just two of the stories that they blocked. They blocked stories about the origins of the COVID virus, anything about the Wuhan lab. They blocked stories about the mortality rate for the initially, Michael said it was 3.6% mortality rate for this virus. It ends up being 0.6%.
Oh, my God.
So they were off, of course, creating an international panic.
So they panicked the whole world based on lies and false science.
Lies, falsehoods, and videos of people collapsing in the street. You remember that? The people dying.
Well, they're collapsing now from the effects of the vaccine, according to some people.
That's where it's happening. Absolutely. But at the time, this wasn't happening. It was all, media porn that they were pushing on us. And media everybody's porn. Afraid. And so any of those stories we reported, we were blocked. They also blocked, after the election, we got video footage from the Detroit arena where they were bringing in ballots at 3:30 in the morning in vans, 60 some ballots in one load, another 17 in another load. And, so they blocked our Twitter account. So anything like this, if you're independent, if you're conservative, if you're a medical professional, mm-hmm. they were blocking and silencing you. And that was because the government was pushing this on the social media outlets.
Oh, God.
And Michael, one other thing. This is such a huge, it's become such a huge, it's growing inside of government. Every department now has their censorship or their misinformation
bureau,
division.
Oh,
and so the Department of Justice is funding this. The State Department, all of these departments are involved. The IRS. So this is where we're going. And Michael, that if we don't have the freedom of speech here, or in Europe, or in Australia, or in the West, what happens next? Then it's just we lose all of our rights.
Well, I keep hearing that, and Biden worries me greatly. I watch the arc or the progression of the man's power madness, and it's escalating quite dramatically. And this escalation of anger, rage, and power madness is almost on the same trajectory. Let's see if the graph to you. If you ran a graph of dementia and the increasing effects of dementia as a graph going up effects, and then you ran another line of willingness to take chances with regard to power grabs, it's the same angle. And so he recently threatened Netanyahu before this election in Israel. He actually said to them, don't have the election in Israel. Then he attacks Elon Musk in a way that I haven't seen since Pelosi, who must have learned at the foot of Stalin's barrier, who said, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. So Biden gets up and gives a speech and says, Elon Musk, I'm not saying he did anything wrong, but he needs to be investigated for possibly doing something with foreign governments. That's right out of Stalin's Russia, the Soviet Union, Jim. Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. Elon Musk is innocent, didn't do anything wrong, but we'll find something.
Yeah, yeah.
So Biden's
But you know who did do something wrong was Joe Biden. He's projecting his crimes onto Elon Musk.
But there's no one to call him to account. This is the dictator in chief right now. That's what, you're bringing up censorship. This is what worries me, is that Biden seems to have lost all connection to the presidency, what it means, what are the checks and balances, and how far he can go in his power madness, Jim. That's what I see. He has looks by the walk, the gait, Parkinsonian dementia, the shuffle. I've said 100 times, any second year medical student would have said he is evidencing the symptoms of Parkinsonian dementia. It's clear to any doctor, but nobody will say that today for fear of repercussions. And what's waiting in the wings? The giggler. The giggler. Pelosi's stooge. Wouldn't have been anywhere. Pelosi controls most of what's going on. Everyone says it's Obama. I'm not so sure. It looks like Pelosi's running the show, by the way.
Home of borders, language, culture, the Savage Nation.
Jim, any final words for the audience? I love Gateway Pundit. You know, I have good friends who are super conservative and very intelligent. They constantly text me articles from the Gateway Pundit, not knowing I look at it every day. How's the site doing?
You know what, Michael, despite the attacks we've had for several years, despite the fact that they've eliminated a lot of the traffic to our social media and from our social media, our site continues to grow year after year. We had one year where we didn't grow, but our audience continues to grow. And so this year we'll probably reach over, if it continues to trend the same trend, we'll reach over 900 million page views for the year. So
wow,
we're doing well. And this is despite the fact that they have, you know how it is, Michael, you know, as well as anyone, they've thrown everything at us.
Well, I've been marginalized and I love being marginal. I've accepted. I actually come to accept my place in the media globe. I'm a marginalized figure. I kind of like it. I know exactly who I am. So, Jim, how do you monetize the Gateway Pundit? Is it through ads?
Yeah, it's been well reported that it's through ads. And so then you have, of course, the left who is out there to attack any conservative outlet or business.
Hello.
And make sure that you don't get the advertisement. So it's a rough go for anybody who's a conservative, as you know, or just independent. But we're hanging in there and we're doing fine.
Good. Glad to hear it. So a couple of other stories before you go. I'd love to hear your comments. We didn't have enough men or equipment, and this gave Russia time to dig in, says Zelensky. Well, if you didn't have enough men and equipment, why did you launch your counteroffensive? If you read Sun Tzu, you'll read The Art of War by, is it Sun Tzu? I mean, even Sun Tzu wrote thousands of years ago in the Chinese military strategy. You never launch an offensive unless you have enough men and equipment. And actually, Sun Tzu said, never start a fight you can't win. Did Zelensky start a fight he can't win? But he didn't start it. Look, I've got to be clear. I have terrible, terrible sympathy for the poor people of Ukraine. I want to be very clear about that. It's not lip service. The displacement from their homes, the 8 million people have been driven out of their country. Most of them don't ever want to come back because they love the countries they're in. They love Poland. They love the UK. They love all the countries. How is this going to, I hate to put you in the position, how is this going to end? Are they going to force a settlement? You think finally the world will come to its senses and knock some heads together and say, this has got to stop now? Or is there so much money being made in the military industrial manufacturing process that we could see a nuclear exchange? What's going to happen, Jim, in your life?
I think we're at a very scary place right now. Very frightening, because really, Michael, we've seen the talk of nuclear war. I can't remember hearing people make threats like that in my lifetime. And it's insanity. And right. I'm with you. Those poor people in Ukraine, their country's getting blown to bits. And Joe Biden in the West continues to throw arms at them. And now the cluster bombs, you know, it's just, where does it stop?
The cluster bombs are banned by every country on earth except the United States, Ukraine, and Russia. So when I go online and say Biden just committed a war crime, he's a war criminal, giving them cluster bombs, you see the clones or the stooges of Zelensky. I love that people say you're a stooge of Putin. Well, the reverse is true, too. Who are the stooges of? He must have thousands of people who are online saying anyone who criticizes. So Zelensky now has cluster bombs. He's using them on the Russians. Many of them are duds. They will be in the earth for years to come. And when this thing is over, people will have limbs blown off or die. Those fields will never be used for growing or, let's say, for 20 years again. By the way, Jim, there's going to be a food shortage in this world very quickly. We saw India ban the export of rice the other day. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I did not. That's big news.
Now, why would India suddenly stop the export of rice and the rice prices went through the ceiling. In fact, I'm going to go to the supermarket this afternoon and buy some rice. Why would India? Well, there's drought here and there. Africa was trying to get the war to come to an end because they know that they're going to suffer from a famine and millions will die because the exports coming out of the breadbasket of Europe, Ukraine, are going to dry up. So this is a terrible situation for the world. You would think that world leaders would demand a settlement, but no, they want to destroy Russia at all costs. And they want to make billions of dollars manufacturing stuff. I don't see a good end to all of this. And that's why we have to keep plugging along and say, I actually have to quote Hillary Clinton, Jim. Peace is patriotic.
There you go.
It's Hillary Clinton in all of her wisdom. You know, they say a stopwatch is right twice a day. Hillary Clinton, I quote you, peace is patriotic.
There you go. I'm with Hillary.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Jim, love your site, The Gateway Pundit. I recommend everyone go on it at least take twice a day with a glass of water and they'll feel better.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thanks for being with us, Jim. Have a great one. See
All
you
right.
soon. Bye now.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.